Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A friction continues in ZANU-PF ahead of the party's Congress next month, with some senior officials, including Labour Minister Nicholas Goche and other members of parliament, being targeted in a page of people linked to Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
What is happening in GTA is that the War Veterans, being led by James Makosa, is the legitimate chairperson of the War Veterans. They are demonstrating with placards to show that they are no longer happy with the performance of the local MP, Honorable Enoch Borisinga.
The Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation suspends its acting chief executive, Alam Chiweshe, and current affairs general manager, Tazen Mandizidza, on allegations of corruption.
Well, I don't know why the business has been dismissed only now. It is not a secret that the guys are incompetent. If you want to see their level of incompetence, you only need to switch position to TV or listen to the radio station.
And we round up the weekend sports with Michael Cariati.
A group of about 300 war veterans and ZANU-PF supporters today held demonstrations at Checheche Business Center in Chipinge South, targeting their Member of Parliament and suspended Central Committee member and businessman Enoch Borisingazi. The protest is one of the many around the country in which members perceived to be aligned to Deputy President Joyce Mujuru are being targeted for removal from their office as ZANU-PF seeks to weaken the late General Solomon Mujuru's wife, who was tipped to succeed President Robert Mugabe along with Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. A platform for youth development director Clarice Maduku witnessed the protest in Chipinge today. He tells reporter Joanga Kandemiri that the demonstrators were displaying placards denouncing Borisingazi and Vice President Mujuru.
What is happening in GTA is that the War Veterans, being led by James Makosa, is the legitimate chairperson of the War Veterans. They are demonstrating with placards to show that they are no longer happy with the performance of the local MP, Honorable Enoch Borisingazi. Their placards are written messages to denounce Enoch Borisingazi. They say he is a corrupt leader. He is also joining factionalism. They associate him with the Miami Juru factionalism. So in their slogan, they're saying, Pasine Gamma Talks, Pasine Mayamu Juru.
Is Borisingazi at the shopping center? What's his reaction to this development?
Borisingazi himself is not around. In fact, he spoke at the funeral of one George Gondokondo Makuyana, who was buried on Sunday, which is yesterday. At the burial, he indicated that he was still there as member of parliament, that people should not waste their money campaigning on the day that he was suspended. He obviously denying the allegation that was put forward to him from the ZANU-PF Policy Bureau. He said he doesn't know what is happening, although he's accepting the suspicion.
That was Eyewitness and Platform for Youth Development Director Clarice Maduku in Checheche.